Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
ABC News at Noon is sponsored by Richland Locker, a third-generation business with the best variety of fresh meat cuts and sausages, by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center, and also Care and Rehab Boscobel, committed to providing an environment in which all people are treated with kindness, dignity, and respect, no matter their physical impairment or mental condition. It is 39 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Justice Department has abandoned all criminal proceedings against the two co-defendants of President Trump in the classified documents case. It wipes out any legal issues that Walt Nauta and Carlos D. Oliveira could have faced. On Capitol Hill, confirmation hearings have begun for HHS Secretary nominee Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who was interrupted by a protester when he told the Senate Finance Committee he's not against vaccinations.
News reports have claimed that I'm anti-vaccine or anti-industry. I am neither. I am pro-safety.
Kennedy has called vaccines unsafe. In opening remarks, though, he said all of his children were vaccinated. Former New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez faces the possibility of 15 years behind bars when he's sentenced today for taking bribes. Federal Reserve wrapping up its interest rate meeting this afternoon, expected to keep interest rates the same. This is ABC News. Frontier Airlines today saying it's making a new offer to merge with Spirit Airlines. President Trump's Middle East envoy, Steve Witkoff, making a visit to Gaza today.
Witkoff is expected to inspect the Netzarim corridor. That's a four-mile strip that separates North Gaza with the South. And under the terms of the ceasefire, Israeli troops on Monday withdrew from the two main roads along that corridor to allow Gazans to head north. And by Tuesday, more than 376,000 people had reached northern Gaza.
That's ABC's Britt Clinett in the region. An Israeli official says Hamas will release three Israeli hostages and five people from Thailand as a part of the ceasefire agreement, that release set for tomorrow. Emergency workers in Japan are still searching for the driver of a truck who completely was swallowed by a sinkhole. It's more than 30 feet across. A crane pulled out part of the truck, but the driver's compartment is still at the bottom. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker, coming to you live from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Wednesday. It's pulled pork taco day. Stop in today for a fresh pulled taco. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny. Our current hours are Wednesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Saturday, 8 to 2 p.m.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
Hi, this is Michelle, Director of Nursing at Care and Rehab Boscobel. I understand the importance of quality care and resident satisfaction. And with our unique connection to the local hospital, we can offer specialty services without leaving the building.
This is Jessie, Social Services Director. If you have any questions related to short-term rehab or long-term care, call 375-6342.
This is Lana, the Administrator. If you're interested in a rewarding position, we would love to hear from you. Check us out on our Facebook page, Care and Rehab Boscobel, a family company.
Are you looking to stock up on quality meats and deli favorites? The Richland Locker has you covered. Right now, whole boneless pork loins are just $2 a pound, and boneless pork chops are only $3 a pound. From the deli, enjoy Usinger's Hard Salami for just $8.99 a pound, and sliced Colby Jack cheese, only $4.98 a pound. Don't miss these fresh, delicious deals at the Richland Locker, your trusted source for quality meats and deli items.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Schmidtwoodin Hills, WCCU Credit Union, Gokenauer Insurance, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Advanced Contracting Solutions, Kendall Lube Express, Center Pharmacy, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, The Creative Outlet, Allied Ready Mix, PMI Windows, TC Auto Works, Southwest Technical College, D&T Pump and Well Service, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, Kickapoo Creekside, and Court and Main Furniture and Mattress.
Good afternoon. It's currently partly sunny and 39 degrees in Richland Center at 12:06. Our forecast calls for partly cloudy with highs in the low 40s. Northwest winds tapering to 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear and quiet with a low of 22. Tomorrow, sunny to increasing clouds in the afternoon. Unusually warm for late January with record highs possible. Our forecast high for tomorrow is 52 degrees. Currently in Richland Center, it's 39 degrees with northeasterly winds at 11 miles per hour.
Last year, the CFPB reported that credit cards from top retailers had an average APR of over 32% interest. At WCCU Credit Union, we understand that store credit cards come with some discounts and rewards. But if you're not paying these cards off monthly at over 30% interest, you're spending more than you know. WCCU has some of the best Visa and MasterCard programs with options to transfer your balances from other cards to save you money. As you receive your credit card statements, look at the rates and terms. Then visit us at WCCU.coa to compare our rates, apply for a card, and transfer balances. For affordable credit from people you know and trust, contact any of our offices or visit us at WCCU.coa.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
This is Michael with Wirtz Plumbing and Heating. We service and repair all makes and models of furnaces and boilers. The maintenance on your furnace is just as important as servicing your vehicle. By staying on top of routine maintenance with a clean, well-adjusted heating system, you will save money, fuel, and prolong equipment life. Annual service can help acknowledge any early warning signs that your system may be malfunctioning. If your heating system is falling behind on efficiency, Armstrong Air's product family includes a smart, efficient solution for every home. The Pro Series from Armstrong Air takes control to a whole new level. More precise temperatures, more control throughout your home, more heat out of every dollar. Call today for more information or to schedule an appointment. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Highway 80 North, 647-6345.
Are you looking for a local concrete contractor you can trust? It's a pleasure to recommend Advanced Contracting Solutions. Bailey and his team can handle any project from concrete foundations to flat work to retaining walls and everything in between, including snow plowing for commercial or residential. You can trust accurate estimates and excellent workmanship, which makes happy repeat customers. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 and discuss your projects. Advanced Contracting Solutions is booking projects for 2025. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 475-3973.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Good afternoon. It's 39 degrees in Richland Center at 1210. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. The Trump administration's move to stop federal grant and loan payments from being repaid has been blocked, at least for now. Savannah Tomei Olson explains what's at stake for Wisconsin.
The White House sent a memo to federal agencies telling them to stop making those payments at 4 p.m. Central Time yesterday. Now, that could impact all kinds of programs that get federal funding, like Head Start, law enforcement, Meals on Wheels, victim services. The list goes on. I spoke with somebody who works in one of those areas who said their team was scrambling all day trying to figure out what happens next. According to the State Journal, Wisconsin gets $14 billion this year in federal money. More than 60% of it goes toward the Department of Health Services and is then funneled into local health departments. Wisconsin is one of more than 20 states suing the federal government, saying the executive branch does not have the authority to stop money that was appropriated by Congress. Nonprofits across the country have also filed lawsuits. Democratic lawmakers who represent the Badger State are furious. Senator Tammy Baldwin.
I'm hearing from local fire departments in our rural parts of the state, wondering if they could lose the grants that they need to do their jobs, pay our firefighters, and save lives. I'm hearing from moms in local school districts who are worried that they won't be able to feed their kids. I'm hearing from substance use treatment providers and domestic abuse shelters who won't be able to help those fighting addiction or escaping unsafe situations.
Republican Representative Tom Tiffany of Minocqua lauded the move, saying this is what Trump promised on the campaign trail. Also making headlines from the Trump administration, they've offered nearly 8 months' salary to all federal government employees, trying to encourage them to resign. It's part of their efforts to majorly cut government staff and spending.
Governor Evers has penned a letter to President Trump on the loan and grant freezes. In the letter, Evers says, with very few details and specifics available, virtually no time for ample review and consideration, and no direct communication to date, states are left to plan for the worst, and Wisconsinites and millions of Americans who are rightfully alarmed and concerned by this unprecedented decision are left scrambling. Evers also says he's concerned the actions could have disastrous consequences for the people of Wisconsin. According to the Legislative Fiscal Bureau, Wisconsin is receiving more than $28 billion in federal assistance within the current two-year budget. A federal judge has temporarily blocked the freezes. Wisconsin is one of 23 states suing to block implementation of the freeze. The state's attorneys general are seeking a temporary restraining order to block the action from taking effect, warning of immediate harm to their states. At the Capitol, competing requests for Wisconsin Supreme Court justices to recuse themselves. A lawsuit challenging Wisconsin Act 10, the landmark 2011 law, which restricts collective bargaining by public sector unions in the state, will almost certainly come before the court. When it does, Republican legislative leaders want Justice Janet Protasiewicz to recuse herself. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss and Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemieux filed the motion with the court Tuesday, citing the liberal justices' past comments about Act 10. An Assembly Minority Leader Greta Neubauer and Senate Minority Leader Dianne Hesselbein want conservative Justice Brian Hagedorn to recuse himself. Prior to being elected to the court in 2019, Justice Brian Hagedorn helped draft former Governor Scott Walker's bill and helped defend the law in court. Court currently has a 4-3 liberal majority, which could shift depending on the outcome of April's election between Waukesha County Judge Brad Schimmel and Dane County Judge Susan Crawford. The U.S. Senate confirmed Sean Duffy to be President Trump's Secretary of Transportation. Tuesday's vote in the full Senate was 77-22, with all no votes from Democrats. Wisconsin Democrat Tammy Baldwin said on Monday that she'd support the former 7th District Congressman to lead the U.S. Department of Transportation and its more than 58,000 employees. Baldwin said she sees all of President Trump's nominees through the lens of how they'll impact Wisconsinites and feels confident that Duffy is a good choice for the position. Other Democrats, including senators who'd previously supported Duffy, apparently voted no to protest recent Trump directives for federal agencies, including transportation, to pause spending. The Liberal candidate for the Wisconsin Supreme Court participated in a fundraiser billed as a chance to put two more House seats in play. Republicans say that shows that she is committed to redrawing congressional districts to benefit Democrats. Liberal Dane County Circuit Judge Susan Crawford faces Waukesha County Judge Brad Schimmel in the April 1st election. The race will determine whether liberals maintain a majority on the court. Crawford's campaign today defended her appearance at the fundraiser, saying she never discussed redistricting. But Schimmel's campaign accused her of offering congressional seats for support. Congressional redistricting is one of several high-profile issues the court may take on. The Democratic National Committee will elect a new chair Saturday as it tries to guide Democrats through Republican Donald Trump's second presidency. Eight candidates are seeking to replace outgoing chair Jamie Harrison. The contest will be decided at the DNC's winter meeting in suburban Washington. The leading candidates are Minnesota's Ken Martin and Wisconsin's Ben Wickler. Low-profile party insiders with few obvious differences in how they would lead. The debate ahead of the final vote has focused on the nuts and bolts of political campaigns. Messaging, media strategy, fundraising, and on-the-ground organizing. On those issues, the candidates agree changes are needed to help improve the party's brand, especially among working-class voters. Funding for the UW system could be in jeopardy under the Trump administration's attempt to pause federal payments. Savannah Tomei Olson breaks it down.
The White House instructed federal agencies to stop paying grants and loans and indicated those payments wouldn't resume for at least a few weeks. A judge blocked that move yesterday just before it could go into effect. But for now, things are in limbo. That includes for the universities of Wisconsin. About a third of the funding for the UW system comes from federal money, according to the Wisconsin State Journal. Now, this attempted move by the Trump administration, if it went into effect, would not apply to payments that go directly to individuals, like Medicare, Social Security, and student loans. But the system gets the biggest chunk of federal money for contracts and grants, not student loans. And that funding would stop. UW-Madison Chancellor Jennifer Mnookin called it all concerning. The university was already dealing with the Trump administration's pause in federal funding for research. UW-Madison's research efforts rank sixth in the nation. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
A former state assemblyman has died. David O. Martin, 93, of rural Muscadet, died January 22nd at home. He was born in Appleton, graduated from Nina High School in 1949, attended the University of Wisconsin-Madison, and attained a degree in forestry from the University of Michigan. After receiving his degree, he served in the Army Corps of Engineers from 1954 to 1956 and was stationed in Germany, where he led a unit in rebuilding numerous bridges throughout the war-torn country. Upon his return to the United States, he began working as a forester for the Kimberly-Clark Corporation. In 1960, Dave was elected to the Wisconsin Assembly and represented Nina Menasha from 1961 to 71. He ran as the Republican candidate for lieutenant governor on the ticket with Jack Olson against Patrick Lucy and Martin Schreiber. During his tenure in the legislature, Dave was known for his ability to work in a bipartisan manner to achieve passage of legislation. Issues related to the environment, education, economic development, and good government were important to him. Two signature legislative initiatives attributed to Representative Martin were the Wisconsin Wild Rivers Law, which passed both houses of the legislature unanimously, and establishment of the Wisconsin Vocational Technical System, which he co-authored with former Representative David Obie. He held numerous leadership roles and committee chairs, including Assistant Majority Leader. He worked with former governors Gaylord Nelson and Warren Knowles during the 1960s, which he termed the environmental decade in Wisconsin, on a number of bills that laid the foundation for future initiatives to establish Wisconsin as a national leader in environmental protection and outdoor recreation. Following his career at the state capitol, Dave returned to work for Kimberly-Clark as manager of government relations. Then he moved to associate vice president of business university relations position with the University of Wisconsin System until his retirement in 1993. Dave remained active in Republican politics throughout his life, including the 2024 elections. He also served on the board of several organizations and supported many other groups. He served on the board of Common Cause of Wisconsin, also as Richland County Representative to the Lower Wisconsin State Riverway Board, was president of the Three Eagles Foundation, was a strong supporter of Southwest Wisconsin Technical College and the River Alliance of Wisconsin. A celebration of life for former Assemblyman David O. Martin will be held in the spring. It's 39 degrees in Richland Center at 1220. If you're making travel plans, be wary of flight scams. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist is your number one trusted partner for all auto body repairs. Our highly skilled technicians provide top-notch service, ensuring your car gets the best care. Plus, we offer free loan of cars to keep you on the move while we work on your vehicle. Don't settle for less. Experience the quality and reliability that have earned us our great reputation. Visit Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists today on Elm Street in Boscobel, or reach us at 608-375-4434.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire. All with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Changing oil is important for any vehicle. It doesn't have to be labor-intensive and time-consuming. Kendall Lube Express Highway 14 Richland Center is the handy stop for quality oil changes and more. Open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. No appointment needed. Professional, friendly, stay-in-your-car service. Take care of your vehicle with regular oil changes at Kendall Lube Express Highway 14 East Richland Center. Quick and easy service to keep your car running at top performance.
Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
It's 39 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:23. The spring and summer months are quickly approaching, which means there are consumers planning for future vacations. The destination chosen might be a long-distance way, so flying is usually the quickest way to travel. When booking a flight, there are things to be aware of and to watch out for. Michelle Reinen is with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
If you're taking a flight, there's a whole nother group of things that you can research and look at. And I'm going to say this first. Be sure that you take a look at the U.S. federal DOT rules that protect passengers across the board. And you can learn more at transportation.gov/airconsumer, because there are all sorts of rights that consumers have with airlines. And that's, you could be offered refunds for canceled or significantly delayed flights, the locate lost luggage and repair, reimburse any damage to luggage that's in their possession. Airlines must compensate passengers for reasonable and verifiable incidental expenses. So you want to know and understand those. So if you run into a situation where you are delayed, you can assert those rights with those airlines.
There are days that can be hectic at airports, which can create delays and cancellations. It is good to be prepared for and check in advance about your flight.
Check days out, check day of, but don't be fooled. You know, if your flight's scheduled and they say delayed and so you stay at home, you know, that can turn around at the same time because you don't know what the delay is. If it's not weather, if it's a crew and they find a crew, that delay can change quickly. So you do need to be sure that you are where you need to be, when you need to be there, and able to pivot and navigate according to all the changes that can happen.
Michelle Reinen says that it is important to know your rights.
Be sure you document, put things in writing to the airline. And of course, you can file a complaint here at DADCAP if you're not getting a response from the airline and you think that you should be entitled to a consumer right that they aren't. And we'll help you get that written response and see if it's compliant with those federal rules that they have in place. And we'll work with the U.S. Department of Transportation on that.
If you have any issues about your rights with an airline or feel you are being scammed, you can contact DADCAP's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1-800-422-7128 or by email at datcphotline@wi.gov. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources and Wisconsin Saltwise are urging you to learn more about the impacts of road salt on our drinking water and freshwater ecosystems during Winter Salt Awareness Week being held this week. Although salt keeps Wisconsin roads safe during winter, using more salt than needed comes at a price. In Wisconsin and much of the U.S., chlorides from salt are infiltrating lakes, streams, and groundwater. According to Wisconsin Saltwise, 1 teaspoon of salt is all it takes to make 5 gallons of water toxic for freshwater organisms. The DNR measures chloride levels in Wisconsin rivers over time. Recent studies have shown a steep increase in chloride loads. In the early 2000s, the DNR measured about 600,000 tons of chlorides annually. By 2018, that number increased to nearly 800,000 tons per year. 50 rivers and streams and 1 lake in Wisconsin have been designated as impaired by high chloride concentrations, primarily from salt use during winter. These increased chloride loads are partly due to road salting, but chlorides also enter Wisconsin waters because of water softeners and fertilizers. Increased chloride levels have significant impacts on our daily lives, including environmental and economic effects. Nationwide, winter salt causes $5 billion in damage to infrastructure each year, causing corrosion of bridges, roads, and other infrastructure. Road salt can also impact pets by causing irritated paws or other health concerns if ingested. In Wisconsin, 39% of the community wells exceeded the Wisconsin Department of Health Services recommended sodium level for individuals on a low salt diet. This can mean individuals managing diseases by limiting salt intake may take in more salt than they may be accounting for. Reducing salt use is critical to decreasing chloride loads. Follow these steps to right-size your salt use. Clear walkways and other areas before the snow turns to ice. The more snow removed manually, the less salt you will need and the more effective it will be. When using salt, scatter it so there is space between the grains. A 12-ounce coffee mug of salt is enough to treat an entire 20-foot driveway or 10 sidewalk squares. Salt is much less effective when pavement temperatures drop below 15 degrees. Switch to sand for traction or a different ice melter that works at lower temperatures. Winter Salt Awareness Week, running through January 31st, includes a series of YouTube live streams featuring speakers and topics focused on the true impacts of salt and ways to be a freshwater advocate. Speakers include Abby Heilman from the Isaac Walton League of America, Jess Hua from the University of Wisconsin-Madison, public works professionals from across the country, and a panel of experts providing salting policy perspectives from New Hampshire, Ohio, and Minnesota. Register in advance or watch afterward on the Wisconsin Saltwise YouTube channel. For more information on the DNR's efforts to monitor chlorides and reduce their effects, visit the DNR's Salt and Stormwater webpage. A community forum will be held tonight to provide Richland County residents with updates and an opportunity to ask questions. The forum will be held tonight at 6 at the Phoenix Center Banquet Hall in Richland Center. A time for questions and answers on topics such as the campus reconfiguration, the campus gymnasium, and Simons will be provided. Today's winner of $50 in the Crime Stoppers calendar raffle is Jason Pilla of Richland Center on ticket number 123. It's 39 degrees in Richland Center at 12:30. Today's vital statistics are next.
A funeral service can help us remember the person who died and share our unique memories with others, creating hope for the future. This is Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. Our goal is to allow families to create a funeral service that recalls good moments and special times. We also want you to have a service that allows healing to begin. We are always willing to help at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Experience a different way of living at Court & Main Furniture & Mattress. Hi, this is Andrea. Every room in your home has a function, and the right kind of furniture can maximize your space to the fullest. We'll help you select the right pieces to fit your lifestyle from our showroom with over 25,000 square feet of home furnishings and decor. Visit us today to discover how you can achieve a different way of living. Court & Main Furniture & Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
It's time to roll up your sleeves and get your shots. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Viking Pharmacy, and Community Pharmacy are now scheduling flu and COVID shots. Protect yourself and your loved ones by getting these essential vaccines. It's quick, easy, and the best way to keep those pesky bugs at bay. Go online to ramchealth.com to schedule your appointment. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
It's 39 degrees in Richland Center, 28 minutes before 1 o'clock on this Wednesday afternoon, January 29th. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Marjorie Ruth Ramirez, 83 of Gays Mills, died Thursday. A memorial service will be held Thursday at 11 at the Community of Christ Church, Rural Soldiers Grove. Burial will be held in the Mook Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the church Thursday from 9 until the time of service at 11. The Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements. Marjorie Ramirez is survived by her husband Rudy, 5 children, Tammy and Angel Morga of Gays Mills, Tracy Betts of La Crosse, Stephen and Vicki Ramirez of Lone Rock, and Brenda Rutillo Morga and Wendy and Kurt Burkholder, all of Gays Mills. 3 stepchildren, Carmen Colon of Florida, and Edwin and Lillian Colon, and Magdalena Ramirez, all of Puerto Rico. 13 grandchildren, several other grandchildren and great-grandchildren, brothers Rex and Donna Morlock of Danbury and Ross and Roxy Morlock of Osceola, numerous nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Marjorie Ruth Ramirez, 83, of Gays Mills. Lynn Haggerty, 77, of Rural Boscobel, died Thursday. A funeral service will be held at noon Thursday at the Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel. Burial will be at Union Hill Cemetery in Mount Zion. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home Thursday from 9 until the time of service at noon. Lynn Haggerty is survived by his son, Chad and Lori Haggerty of Mount Zion, 2 grandchildren, a great-grandson, a brother, Dean and Charlene Haggerty of Wausau, sister, Carolyn and Richard Pruka of Cambridge, special friend, Yvonne Zubatti, along with other relatives and friends. Lynn Haggerty, 77, of Rural Boscobel. Robert E. Buher, 83, of Rural Viola, died Sunday at home. A celebration of life will be held Friday at 1:30 at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Burial will follow in the Violist Cemetery. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Friday from noon until the time of service at 1:30. Robert Boer is survived by four children, Daryl Boer of Viola, Karen Boer of Waukesha, Alan Boer of Viola, and Cheryl Boer of Chicago, Illinois. Six grandchildren, three great-grandchildren, and other relatives and friends. Robert E. Boer, 83, of rural Viola. David O. Martin, 93, of rural Muscadet, died January 22nd at home. A celebration of life will be held in the spring. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be directed to the Southwest Technical College Foundation or the Three Eagles Foundation. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. David O. Martin is survived by three children, Susan and Chris Reedy, Tom and Chris Martin, and Ellen and Paul Yanni. Three stepchildren, Mary and Darius Palmer, and Rhonda and Tom Neuhauser. Seven grandchildren, two step-grandchildren, four great-grandchildren, and extended family and friends. David O. Martin, 93, of rural Muscadet. Marty Brewer, 77, of Richland Center, died January 16th at Meritor Hospital in Madison from complications due to his battle with lung cancer. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 1 to 3:30 at the Pratt Community Hall in Richland Center, with a time of sharing to be held at 3:30. In lieu of flowers or donations, the family requests that you play a round of golf this summer and think of Marty when you do. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Marty Brewer is survived by his wife of 34 years, Connie, three children, Jennifer, Melissa, and Zach, two stepchildren, Jason and Emily, eight grandchildren, one great-grandchild, and his brother, Will. Marty Brewer, 77, of Richland Center.
High school and college graduations are just around the corner. At the Creative Outlet, you will find exclusive custom school scrapbooking products that will make your memory album stand out. These products will also be perfect for greeting cards, party decor, or would make great graduation gifts. Where is the best place to get scrapbooking products to show your school spirit? Oh, you know, it's the Creative Outlet, located on Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found new life. Kickapoo Creekside is one of Wisconsin's newest supper clubs. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and the perfect old-fashioned, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Kickapoo Creekside, 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
TC Auto Works is your one-stop vehicle experts. From routine maintenance to complex repairs or your next vehicle purchase, you can trust the team at TC Auto Works for all your automotive needs. TC Auto Works is your steering and suspension specialist. From tires, shocks, suspension parts to steering components, TC Auto Works is now offering financing on repairs over with qualifying credit. See dealer for details. TC Auto Works, Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned independent pharmacy proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Al and Deb Walling, Al and Jeannie Baker, and Greg and Christine Schmidt. Best wishes to all of you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving Richland County and the area since 1881.
How's it going today? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates.
Well, it's a pretty quiet January day here across the upper Midwest. Just a cool northwest breeze coming down. There's been some lake effect snow in upper and lower Michigan, a few flakes in far northeast Wisconsin. Otherwise, dry high pressure building in will keep us nice and quiet through tomorrow. Warmer air will come in from the southwest tomorrow as well, setting the stage for some record high temperatures across the region. So quite a day tomorrow. Now, later tomorrow night into early Friday, a large storm system will be sweeping south of Wisconsin. The northern fringe of that precipitation with that storm could graze far southern parts of our state, maybe getting up into places like Grant and Iowa counties with a bit of light rain, maybe rain-snow mix, so we'll certainly keep an eye on that. Otherwise, a dry period coming up Friday evening into early Saturday before the next weathermaker dives in from the northern plains. That'll target mainly the north half of Wisconsin with snow accumulation going into Saturday afternoon into early Sunday. Our forecast now for the rest of today, partly cloudy with high temperatures close to 40, wind northwest tapering to 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mostly clear tonight, falling back to 22. Tomorrow, sunny, then some increasing clouds in the afternoon. Quite warm for this time of the year, with record high temperatures possible reaching a low 50s. Southwest wind 7 to 14. Tomorrow night, cloudy with a small chance of light rain and snow later, mainly south of Richland County, low at 30. Friday, light rain and snow showers possible early in the south, decreasing clouds by afternoon with a high of 39. Heading into Saturday, mostly cloudy and breezy with a 40% chance of light snow showers by late afternoon. Right into Saturday night, especially for the north and northeast part of the region, Saturday's high 36. Warmer on Sunday, highs in the upper 40s, a chance of light rain and snow showers in the evening, and Monday breezy and cooler with a high of 29 degrees. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
You work hard every day to make ends meet and provide for the future. Scam artists also work hard, hoping to rob you of your hard work. Richland County Bank stands ready to answer your questions and help you protect yourself. The bank is echoing advice provided by the IRS. Throughout the year, taxpayers should watch for new versions of tax-related scams. One such scam involves fake property liens. It threatens taxpayers with a tax bill from a fictional government agency. The non-existent agencies might have a legitimate-sounding name like the Bureau of Tax Enforcement. There is no such agency. The scams may also reference the IRS to confuse potential victims into thinking the letter is from a real agency. For anyone who doesn't owe taxes and has no reason to think they do, they should contact the appropriate authorities. Taxpayers who do owe tax or think they might owe should review their tax account information and payment options at irs.gov. Reviewing tax account information online will show the taxpayer if they indeed owe the IRS and how much. If you need help, stop by Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's currently a sunny 40 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 50, our low this morning was 29. Our high so far today, our current temperature of 40. The record high for this date set in 1914 is 53 degrees. The record low, 30 below, was set in 1965. Last year's high was 41 with a low of 29. Sunset today will be at 5:09 with sunrise tomorrow at 7:20. Currently in Richland Center, we have east-northeast winds at 9 miles per hour. The barometer is up to 29.87, and no precipitation to report. It is a sunny 40 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Where others have their branches, we have our roots. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
Some educated guesses about farmland and machinery cost trends ahead on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Unless your farm caters to agro-tourists, you should be careful about hosting visitors who are not used to being around livestock or machinery. It poses a safety risk to them and a liability issue for you if your insurance doesn't cover persons outside of the farming operation. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com.
Here's where we're at. We got 440 corn and a cost structure that sort of doesn't support that. So there's this cost price squeeze there.
That's University of Illinois Extension Farm Management Specialist Gary Schnittke at the recent Purdue University Top Farmer Conference. When averaged over time, farmers tend not to make much of a profit, even in the best years, says Schnittke, when farmers could squeeze out an average $100 per acre profit.
Running farm land worked really well when the $100 return was less impacted by inflation that has occurred today. Owned land is more important today than it was back in 1990 as far as your financial stability.
Schnittke says the most profitable farming operations seem to be the ones who work harder to control costs.
The same farmers that have high nitrogen costs also have high pesticide costs and more tillage practices. The thing that we take away from that is that low cost here, keeping those costs low in all those categories are important.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO is sponsored in part by McFarland's of Sauk City, taking care of the biggest farm equipment to your home, garden, tractor. McFarland's, where service is a family tradition.
A new case of bovine tuberculosis. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. First, a Washington, D.C. analyst says President Trump's actions during his first days in office are just the beginning of changes he expects to see. Brownfield's Nicole Heslop has more from the Great Lakes Crop Summit.
Jim Wiesmeyer tells Brownfield Trump has about a year and a half before the 2026 election to make a dramatic shift in Congress.
To get what he wants relative to tax policy, energy policy, trade policy, with his use of tariffs, hopefully as leverage only, and even a farm bill is included in their directives. That's a lot to chew on.
He says farmers are also more than anxious to see how trade policies impact their export markets, with tariff threats promised to take effect this Saturday.
If Canada and Mexico do retaliate, how much money and how long will it take to get any economic aid, further economic aid, out to the business of agriculture? It could tip agriculture, who some people say is already into recession, into a deeper recession.
In Mount Pleasant, Michigan, I'm Nicole Heslop with Brownfield.
Michigan has a new case of bovine tuberculosis. The Michigan Department of Agriculture and Rural Development says affected animals are part of a beef herd in Alcona County. The disease was detected during the herd's regular annual whole herd surveillance test. The recent uptick of highly pathogenic avian influenza across Indiana has producers on high alert to curb the spread of the virus. Denise Derer-Spears with the State Board of Animal Health says a barrier is put in place immediately following a positive test result. Commercial poultry operations and dairy producers in the radius are notified and all livestock are tested.
Products and birds and animals that are moving in and out of that area need to be done under a permit, and that requires a negative test before those eggs can move on a truck shipment or something like that. So testing is happening on a regular basis.
She tells Brownfield there are consumer concerns about the safety of poultry products for consumption.
The birds are tested before the products are shipped and before eggs are shipped, and so of course anything that would test positive with the detection of H5N1 is diverted and it doesn't make it into the food supply. So your poultry and egg products at the grocery store are safe to eat.
Dara Spear says improving biosecurity measures will help prevent the virus from entering commercial facilities. The co-founder of AgMarket.net says several factors are influencing price possibilities of the corn market this year. Matt Bennett says issues with the crop in the U.S. or South America would push prices higher.
Does that mean $6 corn? I'm not sure. That would be the very upper end of my range just due to the fact that we've still got plenty of stocks available. On the low end, though, I could see us going back under $4 if you plant 96 or 7 million acres of corn.
He tells Brownfield world supplies continue to be adjusted lower, which leaves room for an upside not seen in recent years. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield.
Have you been to agriamerica.com? What are you waiting for? One site, one app, one stop for 24-hour ag news and podcasts. Ag news from the best reporters and podcasters, plus a steady stream of country hits for free. AgriAmerica, the place for timely, accurate, and dependable ag news. From the cab to the truck, to the barn to the kitchen, AgriAmerica is ready to arm you with the knowledge you need as a farmer or rancher. Grab your smartphone and get it today. AgriAmerica.
Pests are trying to turn parts of the corn belt into the corn rootworm belt. But DeKalb brand says, not on our watch. Crush corn rootworm with DeKalb brand SmartStax Pro with RNAi technology. It's the outstanding yield potential of DeKalb corn with advanced protection against corn rootworm. When pest pressure is highest, hit back your hardest. Talk to your DeKalb representative. Never settle. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plain. Are you a YouTuber? I'm amazed at the great videos you can find to help with your repairs. Virtually anything in your house. Step-by-step instructions with demonstrations for everything from fixing your dishwasher to painting your kitchen cabinets. All you need are the right parts and tools, and that's where Aiders comes in. Don't be intimidated by that leaky faucet. Our crew can help you become a home improvement hero. We stock thousands of tools and repair items, and if we don't have it on our shelves, we can order it for you. We do it all the time. We make special orders easy. So bring us your home problems, your end table that needs to be refinished, your peeling wallpaper, and your dog with fleas. Well, actually, don't bring in your dog with fleas. We'll just help you get the right product. Be a home improvement hero with the help of Aiders.
Another quiet start for direct cash cattle business, and cash hogs are higher at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity remains at a standstill. Bids have yet to surface. Asking prices are around $210 plus live in the south, but the north has remained quiet. Another strong week of business is expected, but a standoff between buyers and sellers could continue, especially with Friday's cattle inventory report from the USDA. Last week's holdout proved fruitful in the end, as prices were significantly higher than recent weeks. Boxed beef is lower at midday on light demand for heavy offerings. Choice down $1.68 at $330.77. Select is $1.61 lower at $320.35. At the Interstate Regional Stockyards in Missouri, feeder steers and heifers were $3 to $10 higher. The USDA says demand was good to very good for the moderate supply. The USDA says there was a nice feeder offering and the market was higher, and there were several high-quality reputation consignments in this week's sale. Feeder supply included 59% steers. Medium and large one feeder steer, 602 to 641 pounds, brought $298 to $322. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 605 to 648 pounds, brought $270 to $298. Cash hogs are higher at midday with large negotiated purchases. The market has found some strength this week as processors have been more aggressive in their procurement efforts and bidding up. Strong demand for U.S. pork on the global market is keeping the slaughter pace supported, and packers are working to fill those needs. Pork demand domestically remains uncertain, but there is optimism pork could see a boost as other proteins increase in price. Hog weights were down nearly a pound on the week and were a pound lower than year-ago levels, and the industry continues to monitor talks on tariffs. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Director up 53 cents with a base range of 78 to 85.50 and a weighted average of 83.87. Prices at the regional direct markets were not reported due to confidentiality. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at midday, and pork values were higher, up $1.50 at $94.36. Bellies were sharply higher. Hams, picnic loins, and butts were higher to about steady. Ribs were weak. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
When it comes to fungicide, many growers only think about disease control.
Tar spot.
At Bayer, we handle tar spot. But we also think beyond disease control.
Tar spot. Wait, how?
With Dalaro Complete, it has three modes of action.
Three modes of action?
We also think about boosting overall plant health in many ways.
Huh. Better greening, increased stock strength, higher grain fill, boost.
Now you're thinking. Thinking complete with Bayer. Learn more at DelauroComplete.us. Always read and follow pesticide label directions.
Trivolt corn herbicide from Bayer delivers clean fields for up to 8 weeks. But don't believe us. Listen to some of the growers who've already sprayed it on millions of acres.
It performed great for long past 8 weeks.
The proof is in the field.
And the proof is in the results.
Trivolt kept my fields clean from the time I sprayed it clear through tasseling.
Results growers are more than pleased with.
If it doesn't make dollars, it doesn't make sense.
They've tried it. You should too. Talk to your local dealer. Trivolt is a restricted use pesticide. Consult your state pesticide regulator for specific restrictions. Read and follow pesticide label directions.
For over 60 years, Wilkinson Auction and Realty Company has sold farm equipment, construction equipment, personal items, and real estate at auction. Sellers use Wilkinson Auction Company's experience and skill to get more money for their property at auction. They sell property at auction across Wisconsin and the Midwest. They also have a full-service real estate brokerage company selling real estate including homes, farms, business property, and hunting land. Wilkinson Auction and Realty, Muscadet, Spring Green, and Columbus. WilkinsonAuctions.com.
If you're in the market for a pole building, call Harchie Lumber, your friendly hometown source for all of your building and lumber supply needs. From beginning to end, the experienced crews at Harchie Lumber have the know-how to build the quality structure you expect. Harchie Lumber will engineer your pole building to your specific needs and requirements while meeting your local building codes. To get your building project started, call 608-985-7207 or stop in at Harchie Lumber along Highway 23 between Laval and Reedsburg.
Soybeans and corn are higher, cattle are lower, hogs are mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in soybean genetics. Leverage the extensive knowledge of their talented experts across the country, Stein has yield. Soybeans are higher. Near-term forecasts for parts of Argentina and southern Brazil are dry, potentially further stressing crops. There's also more rain in the forecast for central Brazil, likely delaying the harvest. March beans are up 12 and a quarter at 10.57 and a quarter. May is 12 and a half higher at 10.71 and three quarters. March soybean meal is up 7.50 at 309.10. March soybean oil's down 9 at 45.03. Corn's up, monitoring South America, including Brazil's harvest delays, which could impact second crop corn planting. Ethanol production was down on the week, partially because of tighter margins. March corn's a dime higher at 4.95 and a quarter, and May's up 9 and three quarters at 5.05 and three quarters. And wheat's higher as the recent bitterly cold conditions likely caused at least some winter kill in the Midwest and Plains. Near-term forecasts do have precipitation in some hard red winter growing areas. March Chicago, 16 and three quarters higher at 562. March Kansas City's up 18 and a quarter at 579 and a quarter. March Minneapolis is 13 higher at 610 and three quarters. Live and feeder cattle are down sharply on profit taken in the lower midday move in box beef. Direct cattle markets are quiet with the asking prices around 210 live. USDA's cattle inventory numbers are out Friday. February live's down 137 at 207.17. April's 245 lower at 204.82. March feeders are down 270 at 275.57. April feeder cattle are 292 lower at 274.85. And hogs are mostly higher on spread trade, the steady to firm cash, and the higher midday move in pork. February is up 35 at 84.25, and April leans $1.05 higher at 91.95. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Reedsburg Farmers Co-op understands that downtime is costly when you're busy in the field. When you need your auto or truck service, bring it to Reedsburg Farmers Co-op service station for a tune-up, oil change, tires, or transmission flush, along with brakes or exhaust. Do you have a busted hydraulic hose? They can help with that too. Call Mark at 524-3651 for an appointment. He's ready to keep you on the go. Reedsburg Farmers Co-op is ready to listen and serve any or all of your seed, feed, and service needs. See them today on South Walnut Street, Reedsburg.
Expanding the storage life of your potatoes. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Typically, potatoes last about 1 to 2 weeks after you bring them home from the grocery store. But proper storage can help them last a little longer. Christine Linder is with Alsem Farms and Produce out of Wisconsin.
When it comes to storing your potatoes at home after you purchase them from your local grocery store, it's really ideal to keep them in a dark, cool space. most find it best perhaps in their basement is ideal. I wouldn't encourage refrigerating them at all, because what that does is it actually elevates and changes the chemistry of the potato starches. So it actually, in time, sweetens the potato and it gives it an off flavor taste. So it's best in your basement in a cool, dark, dry space. And if you do happen to see an eye growing or a sprout, we call it, you know, 3 to 4 weeks, just pluck it off and it's fine to eat. It's just signifying, you know, it's wanting to grow again as it's a living, breathing organism.
If you actually put potatoes in the refrigerator, it can turn the starches into sugars, and then that impacts both the taste and the texture. And another thing to remember, keep potatoes out of sunlight. Exposure to sunlight causes potatoes to develop those green spots, which contain selenine, and that's a toxin. I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day. Trees on your property are an asset you shouldn't take for granted. The staff of Meister Log and Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team can help you make the decisions that will be in the best interest of you and your trees. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
If you want your information first and fast, sign up for the daily WRCO newsletter. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and use your email address to sign up. We only use your address for the newsletter and occasional correspondence. The WRCO newsletter is sponsored in part by Sunshine and Giggles. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and sign up for our daily newsletter. No first, no fast. From WRCO. COFM.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and another wave of executive orders on the way from the president's desk.
President Trump's expected to sign an order aimed at combating anti-Semitism on college campuses and in communities across the nation. It will call for federal department and agency heads to review and report to the White House within 60 days on all criminal and civil authorities and actions available for fighting anti-Semitism. The president will also sign an executive order to expand what the White House calls educational freedom and allow for more school choice options.
ABC's Karen Travers. Robert F. Kennedy